seemed worth seeing twice. I never knew what to do when the night seemed ready to conclude. But there were too many runners, too much running away. And if you ask me now, I'd say I'm not sorry for buying drugs down at Aspen Bistro, hanging out with whoever released the kids that got nowhere to go. If you got it to share, man, they won't say no. But there were too many runners, too much running away. And if you ask me now, I'd say I'm not sorry, but I wouldn't do it now. I wouldn't do it now. I wouldn't do it now.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Too Much Rock Podcast. We started things off this week with the Scotland Yard Gospel Choir with the song Aspidistra. That's off their self-titled album that came out October of last year on Chicago's Bloodshot Records. Kind of got that in honor of the band finishing a one-month residency at Shuba's. I caught them one of the weeks, and it was fantastic, and I'm sure all of them were grand. I have definitely come to really love that band, so expect to see me at more gigs and hear more about them. We've got a short podcast this week again, but this time it's like eight bands, but still short. I guess I've been listening to too much pop. Let me skip into something, the longest track of the day, in fact. So, hey, this is as big as it gets. This is Cut Copy from Melbourne, Australia, with the song Lights and Music. We'll be right back.
something that's happening to me. I'm going crazy. It's always happening to me. I rock the boat whenever there's a chance. I'll take the code whenever there's a chance. And I will slit the throat on anyone who wants to put me down. Hey, crazy, what is this thing that's happening to me? Could tell you why, but then I'd have to kill you right away. Crazy, what is this thing that's happening to me? It's always happening to me. You know I rock the boat whenever there's a chance. I'll steal the code if ever there's a chance. And I'll slit the throat on anyone who wants to put me down. Hey, crazy, what is this thing that's happening to me? It's always happening to me. Crazy.
All right, a nice little set there. Finishing things off there with the Submarines with the song Fernbeard. That's off the band's forthcoming album called Honeysuckle Weeks. That'll be out May 13th on Network Records, a band out of L.A. there. And that album is very solid, very good, and I like it. That's about all I can say about that. Before that was Northern Portrait with the song Crazy. That's off the band's four-song EP, The Fallen Astrocracy. That came out in March on Matinee Records, that band out of Copenhagen. And certainly recalling your favorite moments of House Martins or Trash Can Sinatras and definitely The Smiths. And if that's The Smiths, before that was New Order. Not really. That was Cut Copy from Australia with the song Lights and Music from their album The Ghost Colors that came out on April 8th on Modular Recordings. And that album is very New Order-y. Not in that it apes them, but it just kind of feels the same way. I mean, it's got a little bit of post-punk, a lot of electronic, a lot of pop. It's good stuff, though. Moving forward, let's go to some more unreleased music. This is from the new Silver Jews record.
Aloysius was a bluegrass drummer. He was just a normal kid, blooming, tripping, flowing under, just as I once did at a 24-hour restaurant open till the end of time. He was washing dishes there when he met Brick Butterfly. She was an 08 singer for a country act working out of Region 10. She was all strung out on Hart Street fat, but he didn't know it then. First a look, then a spark, sound of Velcro in the dark, his heart is spinning like a bicycle wheel. She and he lay the stems down flat in the middle of a field. Butterfly had a history of sleeping with kitchen staff. She was a hardcore gobbler and a longtime guzzler of hydrogenated crap. Suet, tallow, liquid squeals, great mounds of plastic lard. That's what you got the lad to steal on the night that he got fired. Aloysius woke at 5 a.m., the hungry girl was gone. There was blood in the bedding, forks in the ceiling, and bones all over the lawn. Like any strong young poet would, he packed his bags for Region 10. I guess now I know him less than I ever knew him then. Yes, I guess I know him even less than I ever knew him then.
I've seen it all. I have seen the trees. I've seen the willow leaves dancing in the breeze. I've seen a man killed by his best friend, and lives that were over before they were spent. I've seen what I was and I know what I'll be. I've seen it all, there is no more to see. Haven't seen elephants, kings, or Peru. I'm happy to say I had better to do. What about China? Have you seen the Great Wall? All walls are great if the roof doesn't fall. And the man you will marry, the home you will share. To be honest, I really don't. Falls, but I've seen water, it's water that's old. the Eiffel Tower and the Empire State. My pulse was as high on my very first date. Your grandson's hand as he plays with your hair. To be honest, I really don't care. I've seen it all, I have seen the dark. I've seen the brightness in one little spark. I've seen what I chose and I've seen what I need. And all that's enough to want more would be greed. I've seen what I was and I know what I'll be. I've seen it all, there is no more to see. The light and the dark, the big and the small, all just to keep in mind, we need no more at all. You've seen what you were and you know what you'll be. You've seen it all, there is no more to see.
Those two make a nice pair, don't they? That was Bonnie Prince Billy with the song I've Seen It All off of his Ask Forgiveness EP, a track that was originally recorded by Bjork and Tom York from Radiohead. That's off his Drag City album that came out November of last year, and I picked that up in preparation for the new Bonnie Prince Billy that will be released like in about a month or something, kind of a shocking album that no one knew about, and there it is. Which is good, because we could always use some more Bonnie Prince Billy. Before that, we played Silver Jews with the song Aloysius Bluegrass Drummer. That's from the band's forthcoming album, Lookout Mountain, Lookout Sea. David Berman is dropping that on Drag City June 17th of this year. And that album was recorded in Nashville, and it sounds like it. It's got that country rabble to it, as well as the traditional... somewhat dirgy, somewhat country, somewhat folky, and somewhat just dirty, I guess, Silver Juice sound. It's a very solid album. Probably my favorite in a long time, so A-plus there. We are coming to the end of the podcast, a little short this week, but should make up for all those ones that you could barely get through because they went on forever and ever, kind of like me right now. So let's do some housekeeping. This has been Too Much Rock Podcast number 85. I have your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the Too Much Rock Podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. We're going to end things this week with a track by Bobby and Blum, Bobby being Bobby Baby, a.k.a. Ella Blixt, and Blum being Frank Blum. Another compilation of her. She seems to pop up on a million of them, What a Busy Lady. This track is called B2B, and it's off the band's album Everybody Loves that came out on More Music just... April 29th, just a couple days ago, at least from the time I'm doing this. They're based out of Germany now, and Blum is a jazzy, he's just very compositional and very jazzy, and Bobby Baby drops her vocals on top of it, and it's a very chill out album, and it's perfect for that. We had some rainy days, and it was A+. A couple of things have gotten A+. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thank you.
me.